USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Peyton Genron, the man accused in the mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store, has been indicted by a grand jury. He appeared in a Buffalo City court Thursday and is charged with first-degree murder. Gas prices are higher than ever for the ninth day in a row. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.58 a gallon. Kansas again has the lowest statewide average at $4.04 a gallon, but in California, the statewide average is now up to $6.06 a gallon. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are hurting.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The Senate is voting Thursday on a big Ukraine aid bill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying there is strong bipartisan support for the roughly $40 billion measure. Speaking on the Senate floor, he argued that turning our backs on Ukraine would have a ripple effect around the world.
Anyone concerned about the cost of supporting a Ukrainian victory should consider the much larger cost should Ukraine lose.
COVID cases across the country are continuing to rise. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
The Center for Disease Control is sounding the alarm again. The agency claims COVID-19 cases are increasing in some sections of the United States and are warning things could get even worse in the coming months. They're asking folks in the hardest hit areas of the Northeast and Midwest to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking.
This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Pro-abortion extremists have reportedly threatened to burn down the Supreme Court and murder justices, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The memo, obtained by Axios, reveals that law enforcement officials are investigating such threats and others, including some that target churches. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says peaceful protesting is fine, but anything else is out of line.
The reality is, as we head into this final decision, we in Virginia are preparing to make sure that, yes, people are allowed to exercise their First Amendment right. I actually uphold the Constitution on the day that I was sworn in, so help me God, and we will protect people's rights to exercise their First Amendment rights. But we will not allow violence. We will not allow looting, and we will make sure that the law is upheld.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, a Pennsylvania election featuring a celebrity doctor appears to be headed for a recount. State officials say if the vote totals stay as close as they are between Senate candidates Mehmet Oz and David McCormick, a recount would be required by state law. Throughout the day on Wednesday, Dr. Oz had a razor-thin lead in the GOP primary. The NBA playoffs continue tonight with the Miami Heat hosting the Boston Celtics for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami leads the series 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.